By Credit Concepts. Credit Concepts with two K's in the name. Hi, I'm Russ Robinson, and we want to thank Credit Concepts for supporting Friday Night Under the Lights all year long. Thank you, Credit Concepts with two K's in the name.
Every day at Malone, we exist to improve our community, embracing technology, empowering people, striving to be better than yesterday. Malone Roofing Services and Friday Night Under the Lights have been impacting Mississippi for decades with the skill and dedication that has developed lasting relationships in our respective fields. For roofing, metal walls, and maintenance, Malone Roofing Services has you covered. Find out more on social media and at ecmalone.com. But for great football, it's Friday Night Under the Lights.
Cricket Wireless, you get everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for non-stop downloading, everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight, everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area for 5G coverage. See cricketwireless.com/map.
Get your school on the network now. Support for today's football game coverage has been made possible by Credit Concepts. Credit Concepts with two K's in the name. Hi, I'm Russ Robinson, and we want to thank Credit Concepts for supporting Friday Night Under the Lights all year long. Thank you, Credit Concepts with two K's in the name. Glad to have you with us tonight, wherever you're listening. And Kerry Metzler, who calls the Picayune Maroon Tide, joins us now on Friday Night Under the Lights. Good evening, Kerry. How are you?
Well, Russ, I'm doing well. I've been a traveling man the last 2 days in Mississippi watching football, but I'm glad to be headed home on a Friday night with a win.
Well, and it was a big win, too. I mean, they're all big, but this one was pretty tough, wasn't it?
It was. You know, we got a slow start. We got a touchdown run from Noah Carter, about 56 yards, 7-0, and go for answers, 7-7. We go in the half, 14-7, and a little prayer meeting happened at halftime, according to Coach Stogger. We came out, Green Tide scored first possession of the third quarter. Then they get a couple of defensive scores. They fumble return of 60 yards by Marion Tyson, and then a 94-yard touchdown pass from Dawson Underwood to Noah Carter. Carter, two big plays tonight. Then they close it out with a pick six of sophomore Nikhis Ratcliffe, and Picayune wins it 35-21. Russ, I got a stat for you. Picayune did not get a first down in the first half, and we led 14-7.
Had to be big plays on kickoff returns.
Big play Friday tonight. It was just that, you know. And but you know, as Coach Stogger said in their post game wrap up, found a way to win tonight. You know, unconventional way for Maroon Tide to win, but they did get the win. They moved to 3-0.
Well,
on the road, heck, go for it, big win.
Carry on the 94-yard touchdown pass. All right, where yep. did he catch the ball?
Between the hashes at about the 30-yard line. And the safety had an angle on it. And Noah Carter, a guy who's Russ, he's one of the nicest young men. And I'm, you know, I know it's not a cliche. This guy, you ought to hear him talk. He's just a class kid. Leaders on this team. Coach Stockton bragged on him all the time about his leadership skills and two big plays tonight to run. And he caught it about the 30, and the safety had an angle on him, and he just pulled away. Went the distance from the score. It's huge.
And look, this is a pretty good Gulfport team, I think.
Their front four is as good as we played. No, we've played three really good fronts. Poppy Bill's very good. Jeff Davis County's good. And Gulfport. Gulfport was huge. They have one kid, a sophomore, who's 6'5", 310 pounds, and he was agile.
Oh, man.
Sometimes he was hostile. And a lot of times he was mobile. Okay? He could play.
Wow. Now, did the weather, how did y'all come out as far as the hurricane's concerned down in Pickens?
Well, we did pretty well. You know, our neighbors to the south in Slidell and all through New Orleans and river parishes didn't do as well, and our neighbors to the west did. But we were very lucky in Pickens. That storm kind of stayed to the west. We had a lot of damage, but not like, you know, a lot of trees and stuff like that. Water got a little high in some areas, but for the most part, we came through, and, we were very hospitable trying to help all the people coming to PQ from across the state line who needed supplies, gasoline, and all that. I thought our city did a really good job turning out the welcome mat to help those people, because a couple of years ago,
The
shoe was on the other foot.
Yep.
So we were fortunate with that, very fortunate. So.
All right, so what's up next for you guys?
We've got to go take on the Iberville, you know. And I tell you, you know, the Iberville, Larry Dolan, he does a great job. And 6A down here is tough. You talked about Ocean Springs. I'd say Ocean Springs and Georgia County, they were 28-28. Ocean Springs pulled away. And, you know, I can't remember the guy's name, but I feel bad about it. He was a past Christian for 2 years. Did a great job with them. Got the job. And, boy, they just 2 years, they're really – really scored a lot of points at Ocean Springs. George County's a really good football team. They're in our region. We'll see them in region play. They got a good football team, you know. And then you look at, you know, beating George County like that says a lot about them. East Central got another win tonight. They've got a good football team in our district. And Bourbon Central finally got to play. I know we had Coach Jacob Bowen last week. They were leading the game late in the game. I don't know the details, but they ended up losing at the last minute by 1 point to Live Oak, Louisiana. By a score of 35-34. Poppinsville won again. They beat Lumberton 23-0. So, you know, teams are already doing well. But I want to say this real quick. Man, I want to tip my hat to Neil Lawler at Hancock. You know, Hancock's one of the teams we cover on our app.
Right.
Man, I tell you what, Neil's got a good football team. Beat Green County tonight. I think the final was 37-0. And they're young. They played young last year. They got a young team this year. And Coach Neil Lawler, they do a good job with that bunch there at Hancock. And, tip our hat to them. They're 2-0 now.
All right, my friend. You be safe going home. It's always good to hear from you, and be interested to see how you come out next week, Kerry. Thanks so much, my friend.
God bless you. I'll take care.
All righty. Let's go to Matt Timms. Now, is Matt calling this game tonight? That's fine. Matt, are you with us? Matt, are you with us?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. Were you calling this game tonight, or did you just go?
No, I just went. My son is playing at Canton Academy. He's in junior high.
Right.
But I slipped away from Canton Academy tonight from the high school game, and I went over with my friend Gordon Ware to see one of our kids that trains with us named JT. He plays on the defense. So I went to JA tonight. I slipped over there and caught them, and I had to call in because they have got some serious talent out there, Russ.
Ooh.
And Coach Poe has got them gelling, and they push St. Joe around fairly easily. St. Joe's got a good team. They've got some talent, but just JA outmatched them in every facet of the game: offensive line, defensive line, secondary. They've got some really good running backs over there, J.A. does, and they have got Dakota Jordan that switched from Canton Academy to J.A., and I think he had close to 200 yards receiving tonight with two touchdowns, and did phenomenally well, made a awesome catch down the sideline with one hand up against the out of bounds line, and just tremendously impressed with pretty much of a senior laden team out there.
Well, and you mentioned their running backs. They've got Marcus Harris, who I think is the premier running back in the MAS right now. You don't tackle that guy with one guy. You just don't. And then when you added Dakota Jordan back there, that's a 1-2 punch. That's hard to stop.
Yeah, they give the ball to Jordan on these, you know, sweeps.
Mm-hmm.
But tonight they used him a lot in the slot going deep, and they threw it up over the top. Kind of that first touchdown pass that Dakota caught was kind of like the ghost to the post. The old Oakland Raiders, they passed for catch over the shoulder, made a beautiful catch, beautiful throw. But then later on, they hit him again, and then kind of midway third quarter, he made a beautiful one-hand catch that I thought just was not going to be completed. And he just flipped that hand out there, and I walked down to the sideline and said, let me see that hand. And turned over, looked at it, and I said, man, how did you do that? I thought it was going to go out of bounds. But they did really well. I really, Russ, I know I make some predictions sometimes, but I really think Jay's going to be back in the playoffs and in the championship game, and I'm just going to call it. I think Jay is going to win the championship this year.
Well, I don't know if they win the championship, but I do agree with you because, I mean, it's still kind of early. MRA, of course, will be in the thick of things. But I totally agree with you. I mean, the quarterback for J.A., you know, came over from Madison Central. They've got a very, very good football team, and hopefully in the next week or so we'll be able to talk to Brian Eubank, who calls those games for JA. But I tell you what's going to be a game is when Greenville Christian goes rolling in there, and that's going to be a good one. Now
they're phenomenally tough. I just, you know, nobody saw them coming. Of course, everybody knew about the transfers, but listen, keep your eyes on Canton Academy. They're working hard out there. They got some talent. Coach Posey's out there. He's got a new staff. They're playing fast and hard. But now listen, my feelings are hurt. I have not received one call this year to come into the studio. I know y'all are afraid of my talent. And I might take over the ratings. But, you know, seriously, I thought we were friends, you know. I'm a little sad.
Well, we moved the studio, so I'll call you during the week and tell you where we are. How's that?
You moved the studio.
We
so
did.
I wouldn't know where it was. Anyway.
Well, thanks so much, man. We got to run. We're up against the break.
Great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. We'll talk to you later on, my friend. Thanks so much. Matt,
thank you, Russ.
All righty. Have you got some scores before we head to break?
Yeah, let's see. This is maybe a couple we haven't mentioned. Bogachita over Enterprise Lincoln, 38-20. LaFleur County beat Charleston, 30-22. Eupora over Biggersville, 42-30. Did mention this one earlier. Warren Central beat Germantown, 27-24. Laurel over Mendenhall, 24-21 was the final there. Madison Central beat Northwest Rankin, 38-7. It was Richland over McLaurin, 42-6. We had Coach Plummer, I believe it was last week we had Plummer on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne County over Pascagoula, 42-20. Let's see, Ocean Springs beat George County, 51-28. It was Puckett over West Lincoln, 35-21. Poplarville shut out Lumberton, 23-0. Picayune beat Gulfport, 35-21. Resurrection beat Stringer tonight, 38-15. Raleigh over Taylorsville, 44-7. Scott Central beat Newton County, 36-13. It was Sebastopol over Pisgah, 36-19.
We're not draining the pool tonight.
Yeah, man. They're not draining the pool, that's for sure. South Panola won over Cordova, 42-6. And it was East Central shutting out South Pike, 27-0.
Well, thank you, George. We're going to take a timeout. Tonight's show made possible by Fast Corporate Credit. They service America's small business community and help them with business credit. COVID-19 business relief packages and strategic planning. Information at www.fastcorporatecredit.com to learn more. We'll take a time out and be back.
Started at 23 with nothing but me. And I believe roofing should be a profession and a career. Generations of Malones have proven that there is nothing we can't accomplish. Malone protects people and your things that matter most.
Wireless, you get everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for non-stop downloading everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight. Everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition. Compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area for 5G coverage. See cricketwireless.com/math.
Tired of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, trade line building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Malones are competitive people. Come from a deep line with my father. There were 9 in his family, and they had to fight for everything they had.
My dad didn't allow us to have any quit in us. I mean, everything we did, we pushed hard. This isn't a job to us. It's our passion. We were bred to do this.
Tonight by Malone Roofing. Malone Roofing and roofers are more than just roofers. All right, George, we've got Harold on the phone who's always gives us a call about those Petal Panthers, and they look like they've got a pretty good thing going down there this year. Good evening, Harold. How are you?
Russ, it is always good to hear you two on the phone. I tell you what.
Thank you, sir.
It is amazing about what happens in a week. A good D'Iberville team come into Petal last week and beat the Petal Panthers, but tonight was a turnaround. I mean, for us to go and beat the number 9, if I'm thinking right, that Columbia was number 9 in the state, to beat Columbia by a touchdown, it was great. It was a great win for Petal tonight. That's a confidence builder.
Yes, and it is a big win, and it's a bigger win than a lot of people think it is, Harold. This is a good team that they played tonight. Has this Petal team really kind of established their identity yet, or are they still trying to kind of move guys around and try to find out what they can do?
I'm not real sure. You know, next week we've got Laurel. We'll know how it is. You know, I cannot really speak for the coaching staff right now. I just know that Coach Glenn and them need a Hattiesburg team to begin with.
Right.
And then I think the Iberville come in last week with a win because I didn't know what they were. So, and go up 7-0, but then the Iberville just runs the table up. And it's 48-28 was your final score. No, 48-26, excuse me. So, you know, but that's something else. And like y'all's been saying, guys, the teams on the coast this year, I don't know what's going on, but they are good. I'm telling you.
They are, Harold.
And Kerry, I'm going to send this out to you. Y'all are picking in. You better get a hard week's practice in for D'Iberville. I'm telling you,
they're tough now.
You're gonna be looking at a good ball game there, and the game in Oak Grove next week.
Ooh.
Hey, that's gonna be something, guys. Football is alive. To see that Brandon comes back and wins tonight. Northwest Rankin lost, Pearl wins, and then you know Warren Central Meridian loses. But Meridian is a very, from what I'm hearing, Meridian has improved this year.
I'm hearing they're back.
It's going to be interesting to see how the 6A and 5A class playoffs this year come out, because I'm telling you, you've got ball teams that are playing some good ball right now.
Well, and your point about the teams down on the coast is well taken. I can't remember a time when all of them, not, you know, D'Iberville has good years. Ocean Springs is back. And of course, you got East Central. You got a lot of good football there. But now, all of them are playing good football. And I think, George, you said St. Stanislaus lost tonight.
But, yeah, not by much, but they lost.
But you're right, Harold. There's a lot of good football going on down there, and we're certainly.
And St. Martin going to play West Marion, that's something too with on the scope. Oh, and I got to throw out a top thing out to one of my good friends, Josh West, and Tri County. They, like he said, they won tonight. I don't know what Josh is feeding them up there, but you know it must have been good. Knowing you two were together at that Hines game last night, man. But I tell you something, Josh is something else. He is a well good friend, and we'll be at the game tomorrow when the Eagles and Gremlins were up. But like I said, though, guys, football's here. It is so good just to be on a Friday night.
Yep.
To sit in a stadium, watch your high school game, and then go and get ready for some good college action. I mean, it is so fantastic. And, you know, we got the Saints. They'll be in Jacksonville against Green Bay Sunday, so it's going to be interesting this year to see just what happens.
You're exactly
right. It really
is. You're exactly right, Harold. Always good to hear from you, my friend, and we'll look forward for you.
And we've got law next week between the bricks.
Oh.
Guys, you know what it's like. If you've never been in between those bricks, I'm going to tell you something. The atmosphere is just anonymous.
Tell you something else, Harold.
It's something to play in Laurel.
If you go down into the end zone that's away from the school, they've got a Hall of Fame room in there. I don't know if you've ever been in there, but I mean, it's got big time players from years gone by. And that, just going to Laurel, like you're saying, between the bricks is exciting enough. But you go to that room down there, and there are some great stories about some players that have gone on to play.
I'm telling you.
It's a great
fantastic
place. I remember when Buddy Dukes got married on the 50-yard line down there between the bricks. Hey, Harold, we got to run. We appreciate you so much, my friend. You have a good weekend. Enjoy your football tomorrow.
All right, Russ, we'll talk to
y'all
next week, my man.
All right, man. Thanks so much. All right. Pedal Panthers, report on them. I know you're working on some new scores there. What you got?
Let me see if I can give you something real quick here, Russ. You need to need to work on that enthusiasm there.
On Harold's part, yeah. He just doesn't get excited.
No, he's having a good time, that's for sure. Briarcrest Christian beat DeSoto Central 26-20, and I think we've given you that score. Mm-hmm. It was Clarksdale over Cleveland Central 21-7. Enterprise Clark shut out Mize 35-0. Eupora beat Biggersville 42-30. South Jones over Forest County AHS 49-14. Let's see, Hancock shut out Greene County 37-0. It was Grenada over Hernando 40-22. This is kind of your kind of game. Winona defeated Jay-Z George tonight 67-32.
I love those.
Yeah, I know. That's 99 total points. That's your kind of game.
Yes, sir, buddy.
Laurel edged Mendenhall 24-21. Kosciuszko beat Lewisburg 40-12. He did mention this one, that Pearl River Central lost tonight, but they played Live Oak, Louisiana, lost by one, 35-34. That was a good game. Bay High defeated Long Beach 54-21. Louisville over Columbus 29-7. Mantachie shut out Hatley 32-0. It was, let's see. Oh, this we haven't given this. Terry defeated Murrah tonight 31-19.
Yeah, so Terry's one of those teams that had the game canceled.
Yes.
And didn't want it canceled.
Yeah, I think they may have missed a couple of games.
Yeah, I think they missed the first two games of the season.
So, but it is interesting. I don't know what this means. If nothing, maybe it means nothing, but we didn't have anywhere near the number of cancellations tonight. Just a handful.
Well, I think do we have enough time for Ray before we go to break? I don't think so. We'll get him on the other side. Ray's calling in. He's going to talk about that Clinton game against Brandon. That ought to be something. We want to talk to him. I think both the MHSAA and the MAIS doing an outstanding job of working on this COVID situation, albeit it's not as bad as last year, it's still here in a different form, and they're still having to deal with it. But so far, most of the teams are playing.
Well, I think what it was, last year in the school year, nobody really knew how to handle it, that the procedures weren't, you had to kind of create all this stuff on the fly. I think people knew a little bit more how to handle it this time, but the numbers, late summer, kind of spiked up kind of at the wrong time, unfortunately. But maybe things are beginning to settle down just a bit.
Well, we want to remind you that tonight's show being made possible by Cricket Wireless. You can connect with the whole family with their service backed by the Cricket Network. Smile, you're on Cricket. They are one of the sponsors of tonight's show, and we thank them so much for that. Also, want to remind everyone that you're listening to this show, if you're in your car or whatever, on MPB Think Radio. They've got towers all over the state. And if you're driving home tonight, there were a lot of teams in the South that traveled to the North and vice versa. And those folks, they love listening to this show till midnight, because most of your scoreboard shows stop around 11. 11:15, somewhere around there.
Well, and all those stations have a lot of power, too.
100,000 watts. You got those hamsters going around as fast as they can in that
case.
So when we come back from break, George will go through all the scores, and Ray Coleman will join us. And then Greg Flynn's going to call in about the Pearl Pirates tonight. And we want you to call in about your school tonight. 601-401-6867. Joel Norris will be along to talk about the Crazy Eights, the eight-man football. And I think he's even got a coach on tap. And there's some questions I want to ask the coach about this eight-man thing. How do you do this in practice?
That's true.
I think it was, who was it? Sharkey and Issaquena was kind of the king of eight-man for the longest time.
Uh-huh.
And I think now, what's the team? Manchester. Yeah, they're up in the Essex City.
But he's got some news about that tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. I think they lost tonight.
Uh-oh. Well, don't take his thunder.
I'm not.
So Joel will be around, and we'll also have an eight-man coach tonight. And Ray Coleman, like I said, is on the other side to talk about the Clinton-Brandon game. And so if you've got a team tonight, that you want to talk about, please give us a call, 601-401-6867. Ty Bailey's on the phone tonight. He'll take your call and put you on the waiting list. Chris Saxton is producing. Noah and Joel are here, and of course George to my left. And we're glad that you're here with us on Friday night under the lights. We'll take a time out and be back with the second half of the show in a moment.